Good day, listeners. Jonathan Daugherty here with another edition of the Pure Sex Radio program. For 20 years, our ministry has been helping men break free from unwanted sexual behaviors and pursue a life of integrity and purpose. And most of these men are married, all of whom need lots of growth in the area of emotional health and maturity. Today, I get to interview Dr. Marriage. You may have known him as my cohort and co-host, Stephen Cervantes, but he's a true expert on the topic of marriage and what it takes for husbands, especially, to revolutionize their marriage by focusing on emotional growth. In this episode, we highlight three of Stephen's workbook resources to help husbands grow emotionally. 49 Days of Growth, Growing in Emotional Skills is the first. Growth Map, The Pathway to Peace, Rest, and Joy is the second. And 40 Days to Oneness, Start Connecting with Your Spouse is the third. To learn more about these resources and how to buy them, visit drmarriage.org. For even more resources, visit bebroken.org or check out links in today's show notes. And please rate and review the podcast after you listen because this does help others find it. Pure Sex Radio is produced by Be Broken, and we exist to help men, women, and families move from sexual brokenness to wholeness in Christ and equip others to do the same. Now let's dive into today's conversation with Dr. Marriage. All right, Stephen Cervantes,
here,
how are you doing today?
In person, so alive and kicking and ready to go to work.
So this is kind of a fun podcast because I'm going to get to interview you on, you've got some resources here that are sitting on the table.
Yes.
That I'd love for you to maybe first just show us that. And then I want to actually talk to you about what these are.
What this is all about.
Yeah, what these are. He's got three big, gigantic workbooks on the table.
So this is called the Growth Map. And this, if you look down here, this is a color version, this little thing down here. We have a black and white and a color version. And so I'm just going to show you the workbooks. Then you can ask me any questions. That's the map to map out emotional issues that we need to work on as men. Okay. All this material is targeted to men and emotional growth. So this is in 49 Days of Growth. We take seven topics that men need to work on for 7 days times 7 weeks. That's 49 topics. It's a workbook to help men, and you can do it with your wife. Everything is marriage enhancing, individual growth oriented. So that's number one. Number two of the series, and this is called 40 Days of Oneness, where we took comments by wives that are lonely, what they say, and then comments by men who don't talk to those wives. They're very private. They keep thoughts in their heads. And so this is a marital workbook to see what's a man thinking, and what's it like to live with a guy that does all the work in his head and doesn't talk much or doesn't talk deep and that kind of stuff. Is that a good intro?
That's a great intro. Workbooks? And you know what? Okay. I totally forgot to mention to our viewers that you're probably thinking you're not in the same location. We have a different different backdrop. We're in a different so we're kind of in a new office for a while. So just letting you know that's what's happened. We didn't get absconded and we're not in a basement somewhere. So
that's
anyway,
good.
But Stephen, I wanted to first of all ask you, you know, why did you even create? Well, maybe the specific question is, why do you keep creating these kinds of materials, especially around the emotional issues that are going?
It's because of you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you and I have been working together a long time, and you do sexual integrity and, you know, sexual addiction work, recovery work, help men bring themselves online and get better. I've always loved marriage. I've always been a big proponent of marriage and the importance of marriage and the value of marriage. And I love marriage because I think God loves marriage. Mm-hmm. And he loves good marriages because he shines bright in good marriages. And so working with you and your folks and going to these intensive retreats, and I think I've listened to like maybe 300 guys tell stories, and there's always two stories they tell: the top story, which is the addiction story, and then the emotional story that's underneath it. And And you've been focusing on the top story. How do we clean them up? How do we get them better? And I've always advocated, let's do the deeper work, because there's emotional stuff in their system that's off. And if we could get that emotional system working better, then the top stuff kind of goes away. You don't need it when you have more peace and rest in your soul. Now, we're not talking about spiritual stuff right now. We're talking about acting out addiction stuff and emotional stuff. But when I say emotional, I also always mean spiritual. They go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Because what is love, emotional or spiritual? What is hate, emotional or spiritual? What is tired, emotional or spiritual? It's both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So which was the first that you had done?
The growth map?
The growth map.
This was the most recent one, actually. The one that I started with is 40 Days of Oneness. I took 120 comments by guys who think in their head, well, I'm going to solve the problem and I'll just tell my wife the answer. And she goes, well, how did we get here? Well, I figured out in my head. And you just do what I say because you live with me, you're married, and I'll tell you. So guys that do a lot of stuff in their head and don't talk create a lonely dynamic in their marriage. Mm-hmm. And so every day you read through a little devotion with a prayer. The guy reads what a guy thinks, and then he reads what a woman that lives with that guy thinks. And it's a great 40-day reader to start the guys from sexual addiction to go home and start talking, engaging, using better language with their wife.
What have been some of the responses that you've gotten from...
Oh, my goodness.
First of all, let's talk about what are some of the responses that you've gotten from the husbands that have been willing to go through that material?
Yeah. Well, the first response we got is from a guy. He was a physician, and he'd gone to one of the Gateway weekends, and he picked up a copy, and he said, this has changed my marriage. Because we started dialoguing at a deeper level, and I started seeing myself in the workbook. Now, the next comment we got was, this is pretty typical. Well, I read the first 7 days, and I thought, what's wrong with that thinking? And then, like, on the eighth day, I broke through and said, this is so selfish, me-centered, in my mind thinking. And I realized this is what the thinking I'm doing. I could see me. And then I could start to shift. Wives love it because they get their loneliness, detachment, feeling not valued or worthy kind of expressed. And then they get to comment. I'll tell you another comment we got. One couple said, we related to no comments in this workbook, but we had the best conversations we've ever had.
Mm, yeah.
Because it just spawns dialogue.
Right.
And so they would say, well, Uncle Harry's like that. And, oh, that's Aunt Susie. And they would talk to, they knew all these people, but they were doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But it even took them deeper.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of what the growth work is, right, is just the conversations. One of the things I like about the way you've even constructed that particular workbook is, and this is kind of the way you've operated for many, many years, and I think it's really helpful for men because, let's be honest, when we're dealing with men that are totally emotionally stunted, right? They're completely emotionally stunted. They don't have the capacity to be able to just know how to say, okay, I know what question to ask, or I know what statement to make.
Right.
And you have always just scripted that for them.
It's
Why
true.
Is that important to give guys an actual script when they're trying to learn how to be emotionally healthy?
Because they don't know, and they need help, and they need prompting. And I got to remember, this lady just commented on, she's done three of my workbooks now. She and her husband, she made him sit down after a Gateway, and we're going to go through every one of these workbooks. And she said, I've read a lot of material by a lot of people, but she says, you say it clean and it makes sense and you make it fit together. She said, my favorite workbooks are your workbooks of all the material. Because everybody takes a stab at it, right? You know this.
Mm-hmm.
A guy would take a little piece of addiction work, and that's good. And somebody else would take another angle like shame or inner child or boundaries. But remember, I'm a marriage therapist. I work the whole picture of both sides of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I capture the language that men give me.
Yeah.
Then I can repeat it back so they hear themselves and go, oh my goodness, I hear that for the first time and I see how small or stunted or, you know, it doesn't work. That would never work for my wife, but it works for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like if you're going to, I mean, I was an athlete, you know, and if you're going to train somebody how to play the game, yes, so to speak, you've got to start with the basics and you've got to put them through drills.
Yes,
right?
They're
just like, hey, you know what? We're going to do layups today.
That's good.
And you're going to do 100 layups. And you know what? This is how you do it. And then you just over and over and over and over again. So in some ways, you're trying to help guys develop a skill.
Yes.
That they didn't
That's
possess
great.
Before.
That's
now,
right.
How do you respond maybe to, because I can hear my wife who is deeply romantic.
Yes.
Like, oh, this sounds so like sort of mechanical and kind of, and I just want my husband to just know me. I want it to flow. How do you respond to that when it's like you've got a deeply romantic person in the marriage?
Sorry, we're going to get there, but not on day one.
Okay. No.
So remember this thought. Whenever you have an addiction, you also have an emotionally stunted man. Why? He spent all his time escaping and fantasizing, run away, pleasure-seeking, hiding, burying, dividing himself in half. That guy grew a giant addiction instead of emotional growth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think it, I don't care if it's alcohol, I don't care if it's gambling, sexual, I don't care about what the addiction is, you have an emotionally stunted man. Now, how are we going to get from stunted to romantic? That's like from east to west or something. Mm-hmm. That's way opposite. But if we get these guys on track and they start moving, they start waking up and they start getting it. Now remember, I spent a whole lifetime. I love relationships and I love understanding people emotionally. And I prayed this prayer. I said, God, you gave Steve Chapman, what did he give him? The five love languages.
You mean Gary Chapman, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Gary Chapman.
Yeah.
So Chapman got that. Townsend.
The boundaries.
Egerich has got
wild,
love, and respect.
Love and respect.
Yeah, there you go. But Wild at Heart was...
what's his name? I totally
what's
blanked
his name? But okay, but you know, one guy got this message and wow.
Eldridge, yeah.
John Eldridge. And The Purpose-Driven Life.
Yeah.
That guy got this.
Rick Warren,
and boom, he got, and I said, you can give all these guys, what, can you give me something, God? Can you give me something? And that's where the growth map comes from. After going through all these intensive weekends, hearing guys repeat themselves, we just charted it out.
Mm-hmm.
The same, they all go through the same pathway. Difficulty happened, trauma happens, they split themselves in half, they put an outside good image, but inside they're in pain and misery and they hold it together for a while. Then they get overwhelmed and they have to run to relief. I mean, that's just the pattern we heard over and over and over again. So mm-hmm. Why don't we capture it? And I got to tell you, pay the extra bucks and buy the color copy of this workbook, because we spent $5,200 having it done in color. And it is amazingly beautiful, the artwork that you're going to see, the passion in the artwork.
Yeah, and it's literally, I mean, you literally have a map in the
yes.
the workbook. And I think that helps because, again, especially for men, you know, we're already sort of visually oriented, right?
Yes.
So then when they can open that cover or they can open that book and see, man, I can see visually what this looks like. To start traveling this map. And a lot of times they can go, oh, I'm there. Or I can, you know, they can kind of see where they are.
Well,
and
I'm so glad you're saying that, because men come to the intensive weekend and ask this question. How did I get here?
Mm.
My brother didn't get here. My cousin didn't get here. How did I get here? Well, we have a map that shows the broken parts. And when I say emotional growth and emotional growth mission, those are my words. People go, oh, emotional intelligence? And I go, no, that's a giant 500-piece puzzle. We're going to break it down to the 100-piece puzzle
mm-hmm.
that are the critical parts of when it's not working. Right? It's not the whole intelligence. It's what did addicts tell us happened to them? And can we see it? So you could intervene in any place and make a shift. And if you change some things, the outcomes can change.
So is that the next workbook, emotional intelligence?
No, somebody else owns that. I'm not injured. Yeah. I'm emotional growth and emotional growth mission. Those are what Dr. Marriage presents. And we're drmarriage.org, and you can find our workbooks there. Mm-hmm. And so let me go over them one more time, if I could. So if a guy needs to work on emotional growth, you want to give a guy a copy of something for him to do devotional and work with you on the topics of emotional growth. And so what are the critical topics that we would tell a guy to go work on? And so if I'm quick here, I can get it. Otherwise, it's the topic of grieving, joy. Here it is. Maturity, learning, grieving, peace, gratitude, rest, and joy. Seven topics that a man needs to work on. Maturity, what time to grow up? Learning, are you open to learning?
And I would say too, and we can maybe put this in the show notes as well, that we have a, you know, you and I actually did a webinar series on
the 49 days
that material.
Oh,
and
great.
So if you want even like an addendum
Perfect.
To the workbook, you can do that. We can give you that video series as well. But the workbook obviously is going to take you into greater detail of you actually working through those pieces.
And then the 40 days of oneness is the conversation. A wife could buy this for her husband. I tell wives, when your husband says, what do you want for Valentine's Day, for Christmas, for your birthday? You say, I want you to do this workbook with me. Mm. That's what you tell him.
Mm, that's good.
And it'll change. It'll just open up dialogue. And if he's willing to do it, I mean, it's easy to go buy you a gift. But every night you say, I want 15 minutes of you working in this workbook because it gives me hope. Because mm-hmm. we have a plan. We're not going to do it one time, then you forget and go back. We're going to keep working. And if you don't do it all in one day, it's okay if it takes you 80 days or 120 days. That doesn't matter. The point is dialogue helps with emotional depth.
Yeah. One of the things that you're known for saying is you talk about how you can't grow a great marriage with an emotionally weak man. I know we've been talking a little bit about that, but can you unpack that a little bit more? Why is that not true? Why can't you grow a great marriage if you've got an emotionally weak man?
I got to tell you the story. We had a booth at the Christian Counselors of Texas about a month ago, and they gave us 2 or 3 minutes to stand up and sort of introduce ourselves and our products. So I got up there and I held up my workbook and I said, you cannot grow a great marriage with an emotionally weak man. This woman came out after the session was over. She came up and she said, I wrote that down. I texted to my pastor and said, listen to these words. This is the answer to the problem. Emotionally weak men that are not being developed are going to have emotionally weak marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, that makes perfect sense.
It almost seems like you could substitute a lot of other relationships even in for that idea of a great marriage. You can't have a great friendship with an emotionally,
That's
you know, there's
true.
There's all kinds of other things.
Yes.
You can't have a great spiritual leader with an emotionally weak man. You know, there's all kinds of ways in
yes,
which.
Yes, absolutely. That's why Dr. Marriage, we want to help marriages, mm-hmm. but our focus is growing emotionally healthy men. Because you think about this, who does that impact? Him, his marriage, his household, his children, his church, right? His community. I mean, it goes everywhere. We just sliced it down to the narrowest part. If we can help the man grow, the wife can be blessed.
Now, not to say, I don't want to sound stereotypical here because, I mean, I think a lot of this stuff is on a bell curve, right? When you think about emotionally weak men, and we're not saying that there can't be emotionally weak women, right?
Right.
But where have you seen, why do you feel like there is almost like this just natural difference that seems to be there? Some of it could be environmental, right? I mean, maybe we've created environments that are just more conducive for females being more allowed to maybe express and explore emotion, whereas for little boys growing up, that's not
you
the same
got
kind
it.
Of thing.
Yeah.
But how do you maybe what are some reasons that you think we have such differences between men and women when it comes to this emotional maturity?
Right, but you know, women mature faster. Right. We see that when women are growing up, guys are still digging in the dirt when girls are dressing up. And, you know, we can just see a difference there. Right. And, you know, there's a sense that a woman succeeds and flourishes in a marriage. Now, this is going to be kind of controversial, but I think we need a place. We need a safe place. Women need a safe place. And men are trained by men to lead, right? Solve problems and fix. Now, that doesn't mean women don't lead and solve problems and fix. It just means there's something in what God put inside their heart that says they want to be part of a union, right? And a man's program is a little leaning more towards be the protector, be the provider, be the worker. And then our fathers pick up on that theme. And there's just something in a man that has less interest in the union. I mean, he's sexually motivated.
Right, right.
But you know a lot of guys that go, man, I can't wait to grow my marriage. And, you know, I'm going to grow up so I can grow
it's
my
rare.
Marriage. And
it's rare, yeah.
That's not how guys think.
They're like thinking career and doing and, you know, I want to be, you know, successful.
Yeah,
and,
a woman says, let's have a home. Let's have a family. Mm-hmm. Let's create a safe place. And there's something in their DNA where they sit together and talk longer than men. Men break things and build things and fix things.
So let's talk about that. How important then is it for a man, if he is going to be pursuing emotional growth and maturity, that he realize the potential asset that he has in his wife to help train him
absolutely
emotionally?
See, I think you just stumbled upon one of the principles. Whoever is the healthiest emotionally must lead in that area. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, we got to have food, clothing, shelter, a church, okay, I get that. But if somebody has more awareness and more desire for it, right? Because the best of her strengths meets the best of his strengths. Because maybe he's a good saver and she spends a little more, or she's a better organizer and he's a little sloppy, whatever. But she brings that sense that we're made for oneness and union. And that's a big God theme. And so we got to work on that. She brings that. And if he's not smart, he fights it. Mm-hmm. If he is smart, he lets her lead and sort of train him. And it's a mindset shift that she has skills that I really need. And if I follow her, I become better.
Now, what does that look like? Because I think sometimes when I hear that idea of like whoever's maybe got is healthier and more mature needs to take the lead. Sometimes I think the way that can be translated is like, okay, I let them do it.
Yeah.
But you're saying, no, you're letting them take the lead in training you. So,
that's right.
So what does that look like for
you to lean
into
that?
Well,
and when you said a minute ago, she's a romantic and he's not been trained to be a romantic. Mm-hmm. Well, she tells him this is what's important and he listens. And so on her birthday, she gets what she told him she wanted. He doesn't guess and get what he wants. You know, he doesn't buy her an iron or a crock pot and go, you know, this will help things, because she didn't ask. If she asked for it, then you get it.
Right.
But it's like, I have to let you lead me with some vision and language and some depth in the area I'm not that good at, or I'm going to fight you. There's mm-hmm. only two choices, right? Just fight and resist and die the same, or two, become one. Mm-hmm. And that's my material. And I like the way you said it. It's laid down so it's simple. Any guy could get it and do it. But it's very female driven, because as a marriage counselor, I hear the needs of a woman and I hear the weakness in the man. Right. Now, I'm not saying all men are weak. I'm talking about the emotional system, because there are a lot of strong men that we need to be strong, and they're leaders. And, you know,
they're competent. They're responsible.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I was at a funeral yesterday. And the guy said to the pastor, he was an architect, he said, I'm going to design a church, this church, and it's going to be the church I die in. It's like, oh my goodness. He took the man's skills and he built a building, right? And it was like, how do I bring my skills to help the church, my marriage, my children, right? I bring those. We need the strength of men. There's mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that. But we also need that sense that sometimes men have blind spots. Now, remember, this is only like 80-20. Some men are more emotionally healthy than women because they get damaged too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, obviously one of the workbooks there, the 40 Days of Oneness, is very specific towards the marriage. I mean, it seems to make total sense. The other two, it seems like you focus those particularly for the men. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, are those things that you would consider resources that a a man would go through individually or with his wife or with other men? Or how would you, what are some best practices maybe for how to use these workbooks?
So all of these are great for a man to work with his wife.
Okay.
But the growth map is a great one when two men get together and say, hey, let's work on something. It's a devotional. It's got prayer in it. And it's got biblical truths in it. But it's also a great small group book if a bunch of guys want to get together. Because we got some feedback from one of the guys. I haven't met him, but came through Dan, or one of our partners. He said he's doing the emotional growth map with his group.
Yeah.
And they're really enjoying it. Did you hear anything like that, or do you understand any of that?
I've heard some of those, yeah.
Okay. So it's just getting out there. It's brand new. This is really the launch of Dr. Marriage. Mm-hmm. And it's drmarriage.org. If you want to go see this material, it's on our website. You can direct you to Amazon to order the material. Mm-hmm. But I got to give credit where credit's due. I've got this friend named Tim Berkvist, and he's a designer, an educational designer. He got a master's degree in educational design, and he is brilliant. And so he's taken everything and made them into units that make sense, that flow. So it isn't just me putting a bunch of thoughts down. This educational designer formatted and said, you're missing a piece. You got to do this. And you didn't flow here. So add another piece here. So this thing flows beautifully. Mm-hmm. It's just put together well. You think about it. An educational designer, a trainer with educational growth in mind, and a 30-year marriage therapist got together and developed material. Mm-hmm. You understand how rare that is?
Yeah.
I think it's a God thing. It's a God tool, no question.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, in our final minutes, just what encouragement would you have out there, especially for the guys that are listening? And of course, maybe there's wives that are listening too, that are just saying, hey, you know what? This is resonating, but I've got questions. I've got some anxiety and apprehension. I've got some fears about this. Like, what encouragement would you just give to the person out there that is feeling like, I'm starting to recognize even through this conversation in this podcast that I probably have some deficiencies in my emotional skills and I've got some growth that needs to happen. Just what encouragement would you give them? And then also, you know, again, where can they find all the materials?
Right. So fears drive all of us. In fact, I'm concluding fears drive everything that messes up people. Hmm. You know, you're afraid, you hide. You're afraid, you lie. You're afraid that you're not good enough. Then you oversell yourself as really good. I mean, you think about it, controlling people are driven by fear. Anxious people have a lot of fear, right? Perfectionists have a lot of fear. And people that put on a role and want to be better, well, it's fear. So if what you're saying to me is I'm anxious and I'm fearful, good. That's God stirring your soul saying, hey, don't let fear. I love what God said, fear not. Why? Because we all have fear. We're always going to have fear. What did the angel say to Mary? Hey, fear not, because I know how people are. Fear comes first. And then push through your fear and work. Get on emotional growth mission. I use two things over and over. Work on emotional growth. And do it for a long time. Make it an emotional growth mission. Because the promises of God are peace, rest, and joy. Mm. Where are we going? Why are we doing this work? Peace, rest, and joy. Because that's the best of our faith. And when we get transformed deep in our soul, right? A lot of people are saved, but they're not transformed. Mm. We want transformation because the gospel is incredible when you're set free. And you can embrace. Haven't you embraced more peace and rest and joy by being on this growth mission that you're on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really comes through the deeper work that you're talking about. I would say that a lot of guys that go on this longer term mission of the growth, the emotional growth mission, what they'll realize is they get to experience layers of freedom.
Yes.
Like, hey, relative to the deeper emotional growth, the behavioral freedom is far easier than the emotional, like the soul freedom.
Yes. To stop bad behaviors and get a little freedom, that's not bad.
That's good.
That's
but
good.
That's like layer one.
Yes. Yes.
And then when you start doing this emotional growth mission, you start realizing, oh my goodness, there's a deeper peace. It kind of makes me think of when Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary, and I'll give you rest.
Yes, I'll give you rest.
And then he says,
yes.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls.
Mm.
So there's like a totally free.
Yes.
God just gives us rest because we say, I don't want to do this anymore. And then he says, but you know what? If you want to get on a transformation mission, you want to get on a growth mission, take on my yoke. And my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's a sense in which there's a deeper freedom.
And it sets you free in your soul. Mm-hmm. Sure, fear comes up.
Sure.
And sure, life is hard and you go through changes. Yeah, okay. But peace and rest and joy, not just happiness, joy in your soul. That's what your ministry is about and my ministry is about.
Yeah.
So what a great partnership, bro.
Yeah. And where, again, can they go for the resources?
DrMarriage.org. And you'll find our workbooks there, DrMarriage.org.
And we'll be sure to put that all in the show notes. But listeners, we hope this has been helpful for you. And take that next step. Get these resources and really start working on your emotional growth mission.
Amen.
And we are glad that you've been with us. And we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program.
God bless.
Take care.